This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 431 for Monday, June 13th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Monday morning, seeing a continuation of Friday's sell-off to start the week. July down $15.90 at $1,088.20 per ton. New crop November down $13.20 at $1,031. Losses in outside markets put spillover pressure on the Canadian oilseed, with Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures all down overnight. Rains in the western prairies should be helping alleviate dryness concerns there, taking some of the weather premium out of the market. Meanwhile, farmers in the eastern prairies likely made some seeding progress over the weekend. Weakness in the Canadian dollar provided some support, helping underpin crush margins. The currency has lost roughly 2 cents relative to its U.S. counterpart over the past week. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both lower, while wheat is higher. Heavy losses in world equity markets had investors backing away from grains and oilseeds, with soybeans feeling the brunt of that selling in Chicago. The July contract down 34 cents at $17.11 per bushel. News that Indonesia had approved export permits for over 1 million tons of palm oil over the next 2 months weighed on vegetable oil markets, spilling into soybeans as well. Relatively favorable Midwestern growing conditions contributed to the declines. Corn futures, they were mostly lower, with the July contract down 7 cents at $7.66 per bushel. Uncertain growing conditions kept some caution in the market, with hot temperatures but scattered rains in the forecasts over the next week for the Midwest. Wheat, meanwhile, it's mostly higher. Minneapolis up 3 cents in July at $12.24 per bushel. Kansas City up 2 cents in July at $11.65 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up a half cent in July at $10.71 and a quarter. Hot temperatures in Europe are cutting into the production prospects there, with a lack of movement on Ukrainian exports also underpinning the market. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is just getting started in the southern plains and will be moving northwards over the next month. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, June 13th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.